On the Prayer with Mission Network News, Easter Sunday was the deadline for Christians from South Sudan to either leave or be stripped of their rights. Since the secession from the north, the Khartoum government has begun registering South Sudanese as foreigners. So what does the future hold for the church? Well, chaos means it's hard to lay down any kinds of plans for ministry. Open Doors' Carl Muller says that while that won't stop the gospel, please pray for believers who are trapped in that situation. And Mali's new president took office this week. Already he's faced with rustling the country back into order after a coup, a takeover bid by Islamists and a Tuareg rebel insurgency. With 200,000 people internally displaced, the new leader's also faced with a major humanitarian crisis. Southern Baptist International Mission Board evacuated personnel from the region, but due to the continued chaos, there's no timeline for getting back into Mali. Pray boldness and wisdom for the indigenous partners. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can get interviews, videos, and free resources at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.